Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Tonight, like you mentioned, it's going to be a little bit of chazara on the concept of nolad that we mentioned in Siman Shishin Yudchet, but here it's the source, and we're going to go Bezot Hashem more in depth. I'm going to have a couple of he'arot. So the Gemara in Shabbat in Daf Nun Alef Amud Bet tells us, "Ven merazkin lo et ha-shelek velo et ha-barad b'Shabbat b'shvil she'azuv u'memav, aval nolatenu letoch ha-kos o letoch ha-ke'ara ve'eno choshesh." So you're allowed to crush snow or hell? You're not allowed to crush it in order to create liquid. But you're allowed to do it into a cup or keara, and there's no problem. So what is the difference? Why is it mutar into the keara? Why is it asur in order to create liquid? So Rashi gives you like a little bit vague definition. If you read Rashi says, "Mishum de kamolid b'Shabbat, v'dami le'melacha shebore ha'mayim ha'elu." So I can be medakdek in some part of Rashi. I can be medakdek de kamolid b'Shabbat, and then the end shebore ha'mayim ha'elu. It sounds like the problem is that you create something new that wasn't in the world. Shebore ha'mayim ha'elu. It was like congealed, it was and then you transform it to water, so you created something new. So it sounds like it gives us the sound of noilad. But then when you read the two words of vedami lemelacha, dami lemelacha, it sounds like the isu is the action. There is a problem with the gisuk itself is like a problem. It looks like a melacha. It can be everything together, since you're creating something and you're doing it in a way that it's like showing that you're doing. So, combination of both. So keep the question in mind, because we're going to see the opinion of the Shonim, and then maybe we can get a better view and what Rashi means. Tosfot on the spot. It's not going to say much, but we're just going to read it because we should learn Tosfot when we know the Gemara. מכאן יש להיזהר שלא לרחוץ ידיו בשלג וברד בשבת, ופעמים שמתקרשים ויש ברד מעורב בהם, אין לרחוץ בהם, די אפשר שלא ירסק הברד וכל הזהר תבוא לברכה. So Tosfot says, based on this halacha, you should be worried not to wash your hands with snow, because it's going to consider like a psikresha that you're going to crash the snow, the ברד. But Tosfot finish up with V'chol HaZeir Tavo Alav Bracha. So Tosfot himself seems to be that they weren't so sure that it's going to be considered like Merasek Be'adayim, because we're dealing with Yisud HaRabanan, and you don't have benefit. You're not trying to create it. You're not benefiting so much from it. So it's not like a... The Rosh quotes Tosfot, and then he quotes Sefer HaTrumah. And if you look in the Trumah, in the Rosh, he says, "Katav Rabbeinu Baruch." I didn't put it in bold. I should have. "Katav Rabbeinu Baruch b'Sefer HaTrumot v'asur lachem pashtida v'shabbat tzlam drum mishum deshuman anikrash nimoach v'havele molid." Remember the word molid. Sounds like the action. Keep that in mind. Before I'm going to read in the Rishonim himself, I just want to read the part that you do know, and you probably all of you saw the Ran and the Bet Yosef. So let's start with the Ran and the Bet Yosef. We're going to raise the questions, and then we're going to go to the Rishonim to get more depth in the understanding of the Truma. So if you read the Ran is basically what the Bet Yosef is bringing also, and he combined like two opinions together. Look in the Ran, it's page number 3. Umashma, do you see the Ran in page number 3? Umashma de mishum srach melacha naguba. sounds like the isur is srach melacha.
What does that mean? What does that term mean? Srach melacha naruba.
It looks like a melacha. It's something that reminds us of melacha.
You didn't say what melacha is, right?
I mean, since we're in the melacha of dash, and this is part of it, it seems like that's what Rashi said.
But then he goes inami because they were from Yisro. So wouldn't that be dash? But isn't the second? Is it his second answer because it looks like dash?
Wait, srach melacha naguba, it sounds like the action itself is asura because it looks like the same action that you do by squeezing grapes.
Okay.
The same action creates liquid from solid, and this itself is like zirad rabbanan on the action itself. Mm-hmm. The second terutz, shema yischot perot ha'omdim lemashkim, it sounds like it's not because the action is dami lemelechet dash. It's because if we're going to let you crush ice, you're going to come to crush fruits. But it's not that Chazal said, this is dami ledash. He said, don't do this because you're going to do it. It's like a siag. It's not like, you're right that there is a connection between them, but we're going to see soon that it's two separate answers. And it might be that the Magen Avraham understood the way that you understood, that it's one thing, and we're going to see that soon. So it sounds like there's two ways to understand this Ram, and it's good that you're not understanding what I'm saying, because it might be a key to understand how some of the Achronim understood. But we're going to see soon the Rishonim, and it might be that you're going to be moided to what I'm saying now. But it looks like there's two ways to understand. Srach Melacha sounds like the action of creating water from solid is something that looks bad, look the same concept of Melechet Disha, so it's like Dash Mide Rabbanan. Inami, Gzera Shema Yischot, that it doesn't really look like the same melacha. It's just like if we're going to let you create liquids, people are going to get confused, and then they're going to come and squeeze fruits. לפי שהברד והשלג למה מהם עובדים. וכן נראה מדברי הרמב״ם. So he learned that the Rambam also hold that it's Shema Yischot. And then he limits his chidush, ודווקא אחד דוד בידיים. אבל אילו הניחן בחמה ונפשרו, ואפילו כנגד המדורה, מותרים הם, דלאב נולדו. Based on these two assumptions, the issue is going to be only when you do the action. Because ממה נפשך, if you hold that it's דמי למלאכה, or it's שם הישחות, so it's only when you do the action that creates the liquid. But if you just put the frozen ice in the sun and you didn't do any action to create the liquid, in this case, nobody's going to say that the liquid is asur. Because we don't care about the result, we care about the action, according to these two approaches.
According to this, isn't the Ran, wouldn't you say that this is the way, this is the malacha the Ran is talking about? Because then he goes, Velo, and then it's like Velo Damu Lamashin Shazavu, because that's his inami. Or the two answers is if it's not a malach, it looks like it's Srag Malacha, or it looks like Shema Yitzcho. So he's saying it doesn't. The Ram saying is it's not Nola, so therefore that's the malach I'm talking about, and it's not Shema Yitzcho because it's not a mash. It doesn't. That's not the way you do mashkin anymore. Like he's answering both of his explanations.
According to both of them, what's going to happen if the liquid creates by itself?
It's good.
Right, that's what he's saying. But according to the Truma that we're going to see soon, it's going to be a problem. ולדמי למשקים שזהו, משום דען הנמי, ואותם קרושים, נמי תורת משקלן לכל דבר. So you would have asked me, maybe it should be a problem, because משקין שזהו, we're going there even when it came by itself. By Mashkin Shezavu in the Gemara that we learned in the beginning, when you have fruits that are omed for Mashke, even right. If it created by itself, so he said it's not similar, because by Mashkin Shezavu, when you brought the tutim v'gimonim into your house in order to squeeze them, it gives it Shem Mashke. So when you brought fruits, it didn't give it Shem Mashke yet. Unlike ice, that ice is considered Mashke halachically even when it's ice, that's why it's not considered enough of a problem when it dissolves or defrost, or what do you when it like melts. Become liquid, melts by itself. So only mashkin shezavu, when you brought it in for mashkim and it was still solid and then it came out of it, then there is a chashash that you're going to squeeze. But in our case, the whole thing is a gezeira, so to be gozer when it came out by itself, maybe you're going to crash. Even if you're going to crash, it's not issu, so why would you gozer on this? And then all of this is basically a hakdama to disprove what the Truma says, to dispute the Truma. But b'sefer Truma katav the isur mishum nolad. The isur is mishum nolad. Ve'asar liten kdera shekara sham niniyuta kenegad amdura mishum deikar av kafui ve'achshav nimcha ve'nasa tzalul. ולפי טעמו, אפילו בחמה, אסור השומה, דהשומה נולד. The Bala Truma seems to say that the issue is not because of the action, the crashing, דמי לדש, or maybe משום משכין שזבו. The problem is the result, that you, liquid came out, so it's אסור, it's נולד. And it, based on that, any type of the liquid that came out of solid, it should be אסור. So even if you just put it outside in the sun and got lechora, based on that, if you take ice from the freezer and you put it on the table, you're not allowed to drink the liquid that's we're going to see soon that it's not so pashut. The Ramban doesn't like the Bala Truma, and he says first of all, shuman, even when it's solid, it has shem ochel. Even when it's liquid, even when it doesn't matter what's the
state.
Yeah, it, solid or liquid is considered ochel. So it's, if we want to compare it to what we know so far, it's going to be equal to perot. Prishim v'ozradim, even when you have a kavana to create liquid, it's still considered ochel. So it should be mutar to do whatever you want with the fat, because it's considered ochel no matter what. Ba'afilu betutim v'rimonim, ha'yotze ma'atzman, kol she'yomdim lo'ochalim mutar. And even if you're going to compare it to tutim v'rimonim, even tutim v'rimonim, if you had in mind to bring it to eat them and not to squeeze them, then the whatever came out by itself is mutar. So if this is the case, even according to you, it should be mutter. So the Ran want to rescue the Ramban, and he says, "Ve'en zo kushiya etzli, de shuman ze kol zman shelo karash zach v'tzalulu de darko bekach af b'shekarash keperot ha'omdim lemashke damim." So the Ran disagree with the comparison of the Ramban, and he says, "In my opinion, shuman." It's the opposite. Shuman, you want it to be liquid. If it's like congealed, it's like not the way that you want to eat it. So it's considered perot ha'omdim lemashkim, because the main goal when you have shuman is to eat it when it's liquid. So it's considered pri ha'omed lemashke, and if it's pri ha'omed lemashke, even when it came out by itself, the chora should be asur. So if we just read the Ran, and that's the way that it looks like in the Bet Yosef. I'm sure that you read the Bet Yosef. He basically quote the Ran. It seems like we have two or three opinions. Like you said, if the Srach Melacha and the Gzera Shema Yischot is the same, so you have one opinion, and then the second opinion of Nolad. And if the Srach Melacha and the Gzera Shema Yischot are two opinions, then we have three opinions. We have the Srach Melacha, that it's like Dash Mide Rabbanan. We have the Gzera Shema Yischot, that it's not dami ledash, it's just like a concern that if you create liquid, maybe you're going to come and do other liquids. So it's like a hachaka de rabbanan. And then we have the third opinion, that the shuman is nolad. The Bala Truma.
Would you have a fourth opinion than the Ramban? The Ramban must hold something different.
The Ramban, I want to read the Ramban inside. But I wanted to wait first to represent what seems to be the pshat in the Ran, and that's the way that many poskim that didn't have all the Rishonim that we have in front of us assumed. But we're going to see that it's not so simple. But I was basically now Yoitze the basic opinion in the Rishonim, that what everyone should know, and that's the basics. Now if you want to get more in depth, so that's we're going to read them inside a little bit, and we're going to see what we can get. If you look in the Ramban, page number פירש רשי דדמי למלאכה שבורא את המים האלו, אבל נותנו לתוך הכוס ואף פי שנימוח מאליו, ובתוספת הקטני, אבל מרסק הוא לתוך הקערה. So the first problem that the Ramban has with Rashi is the Tosefta. The Tosefta, it says that you are allowed to crush the ice into the bowl, assuming the bowl has some water in it. So not the simple understanding that we have in the Gemara, that when you put the ice in the water, it's fine. The normal understanding was, because it's not nikar, right? You put it in a cup that has water in it, so you're not doing any melacha, it melts by itself, you didn't do any action. And here the Tosefta says that you're allowed to do an action when it's in the cup. So if you want to compare the Tosefta, when you have you put ice in your Coca-Cola and you want to stir the ice to melt it, the Tosefta tells you could do it. It's even although you have a kavana to melt the ice now, it's in the kos, so you are allowed even to melt it. But according to Rashi, that the action is the isu, the dami lemelacha, it should be asur. So how can the Tosefta say that you could do that? Nireh. So the answer of the Ramban, nireh de mishum srach melacha naguba. So it seems like the dami lemelacha of Rashi is not the srach melacha that the Ramban is talking about, because it seems like he's trying to answer the question. Although it's not so simple, some achronim understood, and it seems like the Egletal understood that the Ramban is not trying to answer the question that he just asked on Rashi. He's basically want to say that the Gemara is arguing with the Tosefta, but we're going to see soon that the Ritva is basically saying what I'm saying now, meforash. V'nigad demishum srach melacha naguba. אילו הניחם בחמה ונפשרו, ואפילו כנגד המדורה מותרים דלב נולדו. ולא דמי למשכין שזבו, משום דעני בעודם כושים, נע מתורת משכין עליהם לכל דבר. The Ramban seems to say that the reason that Chazal were also crashing ice is because you're creating liquid. And the issue of creating liquid is only when the liquid is nickel. If the liquid is not nickel, even if you're going to crash, it's not going to be dami lemelacha, because the dami lemelacha is on srach melacha. He might be miyashev Rashi, that what Rashi meant, dami lemelacha, is not the action. The dami lemelacha is the result. When you create water, it looks like the melacha of dash. And especially the way that we understood in the Rishonim, in the previous shiur, that the isur of dash is creating liquid from solid. So any creation of liquid from solid is basically the same definition of melechet dash. It's not exactly the same, because that's what he says, "Dehani ba'odam kushim nami torat mashkin olem." So it's not going to be deoraita, because ice, even when it's ice, it's not really considered solid. So you can say that it's going to be mamash deoraita, but it is look like dash when you create liquid from solid. So the gezera going to be chala only if you see liquid. If you put the ice in the Coke, even if you're going to mix it, it's fine, because you don't see the liquid. So there is no reason to be gezer on this. And the way that I'm explaining it, you can see in the Ritva that when he in the opinion of the it's page number 3, אבל בתוספתא, בפייג' נאמבר 3, סקנד פרגרף, אבל בתוספתא אמרו, אבל מרסק הוא לתוך הכוס ולתוך הקערה, ולפי זה נותן דקטני אחר, נוטף בידיו כאמר, ואפילו בריסוק. ואפשר, דברייתא דהכה בכוס וקערה קנים, ואפילו אחר כשזב מאליו מותר, ולא גזרו, שמא ירסק. It's another cooler that he's basically saying that based on this understanding, if you take ice and put it in empty cup, then you're not allowed to crash, but if the liquid is going to come out, you didn't do anything. So although it's been created, but it did not create it by you, so there is no melacha being done, so there is no reason to be goyzer. So it's two kulot. If you don't do anything with your hands, it's not dami lemelacha, because you didn't do anything. And if the liquid, that's the next part, ואפילו יחק כשזב מאליו מותר, ולא גזרו שמה ירסה כמו שגזרו במשקה שזב שמה ישחות. We're not going to say, by משקין שזב, we have a gazera, if it came by itself, that you shouldn't drink it because you're going to come to squeeze. This is true when, if you squeeze, it's going to be chamor isur. Here, the isur is nothing, because it's not, the whole isur is the rabbanan to begin with. והתוספת המייגה בגיסוק לתוך כלים שיש בהם מים או שמן או יין, the תוספת הזאת allowed you to crush, even to crush when it's in liquid, שהמשקה נופל בגיסוק מתערב מיד ולפרח מותר. וכן שהתירו לסחוט אשכול של ענבים לתוך הקדרה שיש באוכל. He's comparing that, we're going one level down. We just learned in the first shiur that if you, the second, the third, that you have אשכול של ענבים, you're allowed to squeeze it into food, right? Because משקה בא לאוכל כאוכל דמי. So here, we're doing משקה הבא לתוך משקה. We're going one level down, that since it's not nikar, it's not considered in the world. Although it's mashke, but the ice is also mashke. So it's mashke abale mashke. When you don't see the mashke, it's like, we're going one level down. So that it can explain what the Ramban meant, how the Ramban dealt with the Tosefta according to his understanding. But you see that the Ramban does not mention gzera shema yischot. He just mentioned the idea that dami lemelacha, and he doesn't mention the concept of gzera shema yischot. The Rashba is the one who mentioned the Gzera Shema Yischot, and he brings that after the Ramban. So it seems like he's Mechadesh his own... it's not... Whatever I'm saying now, it's not like 100%. It's like sounds like it in the Rashba. Look in the Rashba, in page number 2, he brings in the beginning, the first paragraph, he brings the Mishum Srach Melacha, Lefi Shehu Kebore Vemori. Then he brings the Sefer HaTruma, Nolad, Vavele Nolad. And then he asked question on the truma, and then at the third paragraph he said his chidush. Veli nireh de mishum gzerat schita de perot amdim lemashkim naguba, v'ne shabarat v'ashelag lememem amdim. Ve'lefichach latet lechakos mutar she'eno nireh kesuchet. So here is the opinion that we were just looking for, right? We didn't find anyone who said gzerat perot. So here is the Rashba. The Rashba is mentioning Gzerat Schitat Perot Omdin Lemashkin. And it seems like that it's not a Srach Melacha. So regarding to your question, you see that the Rashba completely differentiates between Srach Melacha of Rashi and Gzerat Schitat Perot Omdin Lemashkin. Unless you're going to say that he is explaining this in Rashi. But it seems like in the Rashba that it's two separate things. The Ran combined them. It might be that the Ran understood that it's the same, but it might be that the Ran understood it's not the same, but Lemaise, both of them agrees that the Isuk is only when you do the action. If it came out by itself, Hakol Moedim, these two opinion that it's Mutar. That's why the Ran combined them, not because he thinks that it's the same. So this is regarding to Srach Melacha and Gzera Shema Yischot. Now, let's talk about the Truma. The Truma is very, very difficult, and the first achron that really crashed the understanding that the truma really meant to say that it's mamash nolad is the panim meirot. The panim meirot have a long tshuva in chelek alef siman pei daled. And I also found in the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Siman Shin Yud Chet Seif Kafe, that seems like he understood like the Panim Meirot that I'm just gonna say. Before we're gonna say what they're saying, let's read inside the Truma the part that it's like a little tricky in the Truma. Look in page number 5. The first two lines, it sounds like he says nolad. V'naseh mayim v'avele nolad. So he mentioned the word nolad. But then the second paragraph, avali matzniach hatichat barad shekorim galtza ba'omek hakarka. I guess in Europe, the way that they used to have freezers, they used to take ice during the winter and put it under the ground for the summer, and then they had ice during the summer. So מצניעים חתיכת ברד שקוראים גלצה בעומק הקרקע כמו שעושים בארץ אשכנז ובימות הקיץ נותנים מהברד בתוך כוס של יין לצננו. So you're allowed to take this ice and put it in a cup of wine in order to cool down the wine. אפל פי שהוא נמחה שם, דהווה גרמה באלמה ומאליו הוא נמחה. So if you read this sentence, it's very, very interesting because he says the reason it's mutar is because it's grama, it's not bayadaim. So it sounds like the issue of en merazkin is the action. And when you do it by grama, when it happened by itself, it's fine. This is not nolad. And then he said, ומאליו נמחהו, וגם נותנו בתוך היין, וכשהברד נמחה, אז הוא מתערב ומתבטל ביין שבקוס, ואין עיקר. So he said, also, when you put it in a liquid, whatever comes out is mitbato. So that would expect them to say, because if you understand that the isur is nolad, so the liquid is asur, even if it comes by itself. Grama is not going to help me. So...
Why was it a problem with the chama?
It's not. Maybe it's not. The Ran says that it's according to the truma, it's going to be asur. Even
the Ran says that the truma said it was a problem.
Right. Wait. Sorry. Even according to the truma, there is room to say, and that's another thing that we need to discuss. Is even if I'm holding that the isur is only when you do an action, what action is considered action? That considered defrosting. It might be that putting it into a heating source is considered action. But if you just put it on the table because you want to serve it, then it's not considered an action.
Did he mention the case of Hinicha B'chama or only the case of putting it next to the Maduro?
So taking it...
Here it says
on the Ran seems to say...
He says that you're not allowed to put it B'tzad Ha'esh. Only B'tzad Ha'esh. But he doesn't say that Bachama is going to be Asr also. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's exactly the point. That the Ran, and it might be also the Ramban, understood in the Truma this way. But if you take a look in the Ritva himself that we just read, the beginning, the end of the Ritva seemed like he understood, like the Panim Eiro that I'm going to bring soon. Look in page number 3, the Ritva, when he brings the Bala Truma, it's the end of the Ritva. Page number 3 in the middle, the Rabbeinu Baruch. Do you see Rabbeinu Baruch? Rabbeinu Baruch Zal, Oser, V'docher Ha'ar, Z'deshan Yachit Yesh Mashke Bakos V'Kara, D'mayim Azavin Mitarmiyad, V'Sheinam Ba'in, V'lo Michzi Kemolid. He understood that the problem with the truma is that when you do the action, you michzike molid. The problem with the truma is not the nolad, it's the action that you're doing something to create liquid. And if this is the case, it goes very well with the way that we explain Rashi, dami lemelacha shebore amayim haelu. The issue is that you do an action that caused the liquid to come out.
No.
But if you just put it on the table because you wanted to serve it, and then it came out, shkoyach.
When
you serve ice,
right,
you want the ice to melt?
You might not want it to melt, but you know it's going
to
melt.
But that's not considered putting it next to the medura. When you put liquid and put it next to the medura, you want it to heat up. You want it to be liquid. So your desire is to create liquid, basically.
But even though you know the action, the result, it's not a psikresha.
It is a psikresha, but we're dealing with a derabanan isu that it's not so clear what is the isu to begin with. So if the isu is when you have a kavana to create liquid, that's what's going to define your isu, especially with dash that we just saw. If he doesn't...
No, so the whole Isser is mech, if it's mechsi, so it's not mechsi, because it happens in the mela, even if it's a psikresha.
I don't know if it's mechsi, it might be that it's like sach melacha.
That's the way the Ritva...
Mechsi kemolid.
Right.
Right.
So it happens in the mela, it's not mechsi. Even if it's a psikresha.
Okay. So you're saying it's a midin mechze. I thought it's more like the action looks like more like the concept of srach melacha, that you're like doing, you're creating liquid. You want to create liquid. When you don't want to create liquid, the liquid is not going to be aser. But you're saying it's more like mechze kedash. And this is not mechze kedash.
Fine,
you can say that. Anyway, and that's basically what the Panim Meirot discuss in length. You have the Panim Meirot in page number 6, you can take a look after. But the main question that he says, that it's very difficult to say that the Baal HaTruma meant Nolad literally, because the Gemara in Beitza just have a Hava Amina that Beitza is Nolad, and Lemaise, the Gemara says it's only because of Hachana. So we don't hold Nolad Lemaise. So how would the Baal HaTruma decided to make this Nolad issue when we don't hold like this for the Maskana? So you can read the whole piece here, but it makes a lot of sense that the Baal HaTruma, I don't know, a lot of sense. It's, especially when you see that we have a chizuk in Rishonim, it's a strong taina to justify the way that the Panim Meirot and the Shulchan Aruch Arav understood in the Truma. And it's a big nafkamina, because if you understand that the Truma himself, that everyone holds that the Noilad is, it's not really Noilad, it's only Molid, it's only when you did an action to create it, then you have room to be Mekel with many cases that you can be Metzar of this. And especially when the Gama himself, at the end of Shinut Chet, just said, with Machmir Lechatchila like him. So when we have another opinion to explain the Baal HaTruma, you can combine that and feel very good about yourself. And I'm going to bring a couple of cases that I saw that Achonim Metzar of this Lemaise. One of them, you can look at the end. Sefer Shabbat, he brings in the name. He writes about this in a little length, and he basically brings the Panim Meirot, and he says that since there is a strong opinion in the Baal HaTruma that the Isur is not Nolad, the Isur is just Molid, if you just take out from the freezer in order to put on the table, you can be even according to the Truma, to drink the liquid that came out of it, because the Truma would have been okay with that. Only when you do an action that in order to melt, then the Truma would be oyser, but not when you had an action that has nothing to do with it. The issue is not the liquid by itself that comes out, it's only when you did an action that shows
not like the Ran's interpretation.
No. He actually have a completely different understanding also in the end of the Ran. I don't want to go into it, but he said that the answer of the Ran with Mashkin, it's for the Ramban, it's not for the Truma. He have like a different understanding, but I don't want to go into the understanding of the Tirutz, because it's going to make it a lot more complicated. Another nafkamina from this Savana is that there's a Shaila in the Poskim about freezing, creating ice cubes on Shabbat. So one of the people who wants to be oyser was the Shut Dovev Mesharim, Chalek Aleph Siman Nunei, and he says, Nolad, the same way that Nolad is melting, so too Nolad should be making ice. But this is only based on the assumption that the Isur by Nolad is the liquid. If the Isur is the action, then you're not creating anything, and also creating ice is a very temporary stage. It's not going to last. You need you need it to stay in the freezer to maintain.
Is the freezer comparable to like putting it next to the fire? Like you're doing an action, you're putting it somewhere where it has to freeze. When you have to take the ice and put it near.
If we understand in the Truma that the Isur was dami lemolid, dami lemelacha. So dami le melechet disha. Melechet disha is when you create liquid from solids.
There's no melacha.
There is no melacha to maybe boine, but it's only when you combine little pieces. Ice is not combined in little pieces. So there is no source to also ice. The Dovev Mesharim understood the whole concept of the Truma, like the Ran. And that's why he said maybe it should be also both ways. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmirat Shabbat Kichata Perek Yud Arai Udaled discussed that, and that, this is one of the svarot that he says. He's mitzar of the Panim Meirot. Yeah, but if you look in the Shmirat Shabbat Kichata, Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed in length about all of this. One more nafkamina that I think we should mention is very lemaise. When we put like salt or sugar into a cup, so we said you're allowed to put ice into water because it's melting, right? And now I'm putting sugar into my coffee, so although the sugar is melting, it's fine, right? But what if I'm pouring, I put the sugar on the bottom, I take kli shlishi, kli chamishi, there is no bishul shayla, I want to pour directly on the sugar. It's going to melt it directly. Now, let's read the Sif Yudaled, Aram Rotenburg, Matir Latil Mayim Basheleg, V'arosh Ayan Izhar. So, that's the Shulchan Aruch, you know that by heart now. Sif Yudaled, the Maram Rotenburg says that you're not allowed to be metil mayim in the snow, and the Rosh says that you should be careful. And the heter of the Maram Rotenburg was because it's not efshar, right? Chazal was not gozo. But if it's something that it's efshar, chora should be asur. So is it true that you're not allowed to pour hot water into sugar? So the answer is no, it's, you're allowed to, and the reason is because of the Tosefta that you just read.
I understand the question. By the snow, you're melting the snow.
Yeah.
You're not melting the sugar's just dissolving. You're not melting it. It's not turning into liquid.
Why not?
You're not changing this. You're not changing. The sugar just gets dissolved. It's not.
It was solid. Now it's liquid.
If you left that same cup and you didn't drink it and the water evaporated, you get sugar again on the bottom. It's not like that sugar is gone. That sugar will dissolve again. Well, it will condense on the bottom, and once the water evaporates, you'll have the sugar again. It's not like the sugar dissolved in it. The sugar didn't completely change its structure.
It changed state, huh?
But it changes form.
Did it change form or just got mixed into the water so that
I could melt sugar without water also, right?
You could melt it with a fire, yeah.
Yeah, so then, would that consider dami ledash, changing the form from solid to liquid?
I thought that'd be cooking.
Assume, okay. if I can
in the microwave.
Exactly.
No, like when they talk about the salt water, if you put the salt, this year Pesach on Shabbos, you didn't make your salt water before Pesach.
It's mutter to do it in a kosher way, meaning add the salt to the water.
So
that's fine.
That's
not a problem. You noten letocha kera letocha kos. I'm talking when you pour directly into the sugar. Why wouldn't it be different than metil mayim on the snow, that it's asur unless it's yefsha? So the answer is very simple. Look in the Chaye Adam. It's not very simple. It's just like nice. The Chaye Adam says, ואפילו לרסק בידיים לתוך כוס של מים מותר. תלו גזרו אלא כשסוחט המים ויהיו בהן. ולכן מותר לשפוך חמין על צוקר אף על פי שנימוח. So the Tosefta is the secret. The Tosefta that we just read, the Tosefta allows you that when you have the ice in the water, you're allowed to crush it. Because since it's mixed, immediately you're allowed even to crush it. You're allowed even to do the action.
Once it's already in the water, you can stir it so it'll go faster.
So too, pour it into the cup, lichora, is like stirring it in the cup.
So basically, you can put ice in your cup first and then pour liquid on top of it.
Lechol.
As opposed to having the liquid there first and then put the ice in.
Right.
The order doesn't make it.
That's the chidush. And that's assuming that we're holding like the tosefta lemaisa.
A lot of people do that. They put their ice in the cup first and they'll pour the liquid in.
Exactly. So we have a reason to be mekel about it. A tosefta. If somebody asks you, why can you take a... It's doing a maisa to melt the ice. So it said that tosefta. Tosefta says you're allowed to crush it when it's in the cup and it's mixing with the water. Yes, I like the Chaye Adam. So I said I'm going to mention that. So that's basically for today. We saw the three main opinions about Nolad. If it's dami lemelacha, if it's gzera atu mashkin, shimei schat perot amdin lemashkin, or nolad, with all the opinions of nolad. I'm going to send the source sheet for next week on the WhatsApp. I'm sorry, I didn't have it ready. I have an excuse.